Tai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki, Shri Shri Goni Tai Ki, Shri Pancha Tattva Ki, Lord Nrsingadev Ki. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 15. Naham bibe maktita teti bayanakasya. Naham bime magjita te di bayanakasya. Jivaka netra prukuti babaso gradang sritat. Antra shrajaksha taja kishara shanku kanan. Niyarada bita digibat aribin nakagrat. Maybe it's a different tune. I'm not so good with the tune. Brahmas, yeah, okay. Na-di-da-da-da. Naham bime majita teti bayana kasya. Thank you. Jiva kanetra pukutira baso kradang strat. Antra srajaksha tajakesha dashanku kanan. Niradabita digibat aribin nakagraj. Please you chant. Naham vive majita teti bayana kasya. Jiva kanetra pukutira baso kradang strat. Antra srajaksha tatakesha dashanku kanan. Niyarada vita nigibad aribinna kadrat. Naham bime majita kreta ibayana kasya. Jiva kanetra pukuti rabaso kradang strat. Antra sajaksha tatate shara shanku kanan. Nirada vita digibat aribin nakagrat. Ladies, please. Naham bime majita teti bayana kasya. Jiva kanetra pukutira baso kradang strat. Antra sajaksha tajakesha dasanku kanan. Nirada bita digibat aribin nakagrat. Naham bibejite. Jiva kanetra pukutira baso kradang strat. Antra sajaksha tajaksha rasanku kanat. Niradabita digibad aribin nikakrat. Thank you. Na, not. Aham, I. Bibemi, I'm afraid. Ajita, O Supreme Victorious Person, who are never conquered by anyone. Te, your. Ati, very much. Bayanaka, fearful. Asya, mouth. Jiva, tongue. Akanetra, eyes shining like the sun. Bukuti, frowning brows. Rabasa, strong. Ugradangstrat, ferocious teeth. Antrasaja, garlanded by intestines. Kshataja, bloody. Keshara, manes. Shankukanat, wedge-like ears. Niyarada, by a roaring sound caused by you. Bita, frightened. Digibat, from which even the great elephants. Aribit, piercing the enemy. Nakagrat, the tips of whose nails. My dear Lord, who are never conquered by anyone, I'm certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp, pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high, wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, which makes elephants flee to distant places, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies. Please repeat. My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone, I'm certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp, pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, which makes elephants flee to distant places, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Nrisimhadev's fierce appearance was certainly most dangerous for the non-devotees, but for Prahlad Maharaj, such a fearful appearance was not at all disturbing. The lion is very fearsome for other animals, but its cubs are not afraid of the lion. The water of the sea is certainly dreadful for all living entities on the land, but within the sea, even the small fish is unafraid. Why? Because the small fish has taken shelter of the big ocean. It is said that although great elephants are taken away by the flooding waters of the river, the small fish swim opposite the current. Therefore, although the Lord sometimes assumes a fierce appearance to kill the Duskritis, the devotees worship him. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare. The devotees always take pleasure in worshipping the Lord and glorifying the Lord in any form, either pleasing or fierce. Namo Vishnupraya Krishna Pistava Vuchale Shimate Gorkavinda Swamniti Namani Namo Vishnupraya Krishna Pistava Vuchale Shimate Bhaktivinoda Swamniti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gorvan. I first would like to beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, that this morning, in this seva of trying to speak something on the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam, that it may be pleasing to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I had been to Mayapur for a couple of years, and it's always an overwhelming, wonderful experience to come here, especially to the morning program. It's like a huge festival each day. And when you first come into the temple room, you know, to behold Sri Sri Radha Madhava, so glorious, so beautiful, yet at the same time, just to their sight, in a little alcove, almost like a cave, there's Lord Narsingadev. So we've got sweet Radha Madhava, and we've got the fearsome form of Lord Narsingadev. So I would like, in elaboration on today's sloka and purport, I was choosing two things. How is it Prahlad Maharaj wasn't afraid? And how, even so, it says in the translation, he says, "My Lord, who are never conquered by anyone, how he was able to conquer the Lord." I remember a long, long time ago when I was a young grihastha, we ran a little preaching farm community north of Sydney. And a local devotee in Australia, he'd painted a beautiful old oil painting of Lord Narsingadev, exactly describing what we've just read. You know, like everything, the eyes bright, the eyebrows, the sharp pinching teeth. I think only the male monkeys in Vrindavan have any competition on those sharp teeth, you know, when they come jumping on you. It's quite frightening. And, you know, those sharp nails, and most of all, this artist really delighted to very graphically depict the intestines around the neck of Lord Narsingadev and the blood splattering everywhere. So I remember there was always this tussle. Usually the children in the brahmacharis, they love that kind of painting. They think it's cool, you know, young bhaktas, you know. But then there were those who were like, come on, you know, I mean, we get up to 600 people coming here for festivals and feasts, you know, new people, newcomers. How can we have this picture? How is it we're worshipping God like that? You see? So, and the devotees are not afraid. They delight. They feel love. So how is that? You know, in the morning at Mangalartic time, it's a little bit difficult for, especially us Matajis, to actually get darshan of Lord Narsingadev. There's usually a very big crowd. But sometimes if you get in there, you just throw yourself right into the thick of it, and you're standing in the middle of all the devotees, Jai Narsingadev! And you feel so much love and devotion. So how is it? First, again, sweet Krishna. In Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he gives a beautiful verse that is from Bilva Mangala Thakur's Krishna Kanamrita. And it's just so sweet. Maduram, maduram, vapu asya vibho. Maduram, maduram, vadanam, maduram. Madugandhi mitu smitam etat aho. Maduram, 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 maduram. Oh my Lord, the transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, and his face is even sweeter than his body. But his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. So we know Krishna like that. And Srila Prabhupada, he gives an analogy of the cat, that the mouth of a cat, and this was given here also in the purport, he uses lion. The lion is fearsome. So the mouth of the cat, for the little kitten, you know, when the mother thinks, oh, this is not a safe place for my kitten, she carefully picks them up in her mouth and carries them somewhere else. But for the rat, that mouth represents death. So Lord Narsingadev represented death to Hiranyakashipu. But before I go that side, I'd like to just speak a little bit about the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, because this is what we're hearing. We're hearing his beautiful prayers. By getting his darshan, his association through the words of the Bhagavatam, we're getting so much mercy and so much benefit. In the 17th chapter of Nectar of Devotion,
Srila Prabhupada says how even Narada Muni was astonished at the character of Prahlad Maharaj. My dear King, it is very difficult to describe the character of Prahlad. He developed a natural attraction for Krishna. Whatever I can explain about his character will simply be an arrangement of words. His actual character is impossible to describe. So even his own spiritual master, even so Prabhupada then goes to explain how when Prahlad was in the womb, he received the mercy of his spiritual master. And by that mercy, he became such a realized soul. And but Narada Muni, being a humble disciple, immediately gives the credit to Krishna. This 17th chapter describes how to develop bhav. So we want to understand this bhav of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prabhupada says, usually it's by routine practice of sadhana. But occasionally, the merciful words, the merciful glance, the well wishes of a pure devotee and of the Lord can bring us immediately to such an elevated stage of love of God. One of the things is that Prahlad was never envious of the Vaishnavas. Now, why would you be envious of the Vaishnavas anyway? That's the interesting point. Vaishnavas are dear to God, to Krishna. And and I just wanted to highlight that because the light shows up the darkness. So Prahlad's divine character shows up the evil Hiranyakashipu. Why would he, such a powerful man, so big and strong, such tapasya, conquered all the three worlds and sits on the throne of Indradev, why would he get so angry to the point of wanting to kill his own small son? Because actually he's threatened. Actually underneath, if you're walking on the path of untruth, and if somebody wants to come and burst that bubble, if you don't want to surrender to the Lord, you will retaliate with violence because you want to establish yourself as being in control, being the supreme enjoyer. And again, coming to the mercy, having received the mercy of his guru and Krishna, we know in Bhagavad Gita in the 9th chapter, the Supreme Lord says to Arjuna, because you're not envious of me, that's why I'm giving you this confidential knowledge and realization of me. So this is what happened to Prahlad. Another very point that I admire in Prahlad is that he was never agitated in any dangerous situation. He never got angry. He was again and again put into these severe calamities, but he stayed calm. He stayed peaceful. Again, because every situation he found himself in, he accepted as the mercy, as the arrangement of his spiritual master. We know he reached perfection by smaran, by remembering Krishna always. And that is how he developed that smaran. That is how he developed all divine qualities. Yasya deve para bhaktir. I get really tongue-tied quoting in public. Please excuse me. I do know this sloka. Anyhow, please excuse me. Yasya deve para bhakti, yata deve tata guru, tais yate katita reata prakashanti mahatmana. Those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, simultaneously, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So Prabhupada says in the Prabhupada, he specifically quotes Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. Prahlad Maharaj understood that Lord Narsingadev is Jagadish, the controller of the universe. Jagat means universe and Isha controller. So he understood here is the controller of the universe, but he didn't see the controller. He actually saw Keshava. What is it with this? What's happening? Can somebody help me? He saw Keshava. He saw Shamasunda. He saw the form of Shamasunda. That is how even for us, when we go to have darshan of Lord Narsingadev, we're not frightened of his teeth. We think it's cool, right? Here, you think Narsingadev's teeth are really cool? No, you don't. Oh, he just showed me up. What do you feel when you see Lord Narsingadev's teeth? You feel afraid? No. Thank you. I was thinking I was going to be lost there for a minute. No, we're not afraid when we see his fearful eyes. Are you scared? No, because it's Krishna standing there before us. So this is what Prahlad says. So the most important sloka from Bhagavad Gita in this regard is chapter 6, text 30, where Krishna himself says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Krishna is always in the devotee's sight, and Krishna always keeps the devotee in his sight. It's an intimate relationship, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport. So this is a very beautiful exchange that is happening here with Prahlad. He's offering these beautiful prayers to his dearmost Lord of his heart. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santasa deva hridayeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. And Prabhupada confirms with this verse from Brahma Samhita, which says, I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotees whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. So that devotee who has love for Krishna, he can see Krishna in that way everywhere at all times. And he is seen in his eternal form of Shyam Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. This is actually the quality of a Mahabhagavat devotee, as given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Mahabhagavat, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he doesn't exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada, that's a very elevated position to have to achieve. This is the level of bhav, this is the level of prema. And he, Prabhupada is always his most encouraging for us, and he wants us to come to that point. He wants us to come to that intimate relationship with Krishna, and he's telling us immediately how to do it. He says, Rasoham apsu Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, I'm the taste of water. So he explains that whatever we're doing, whatever actions we're engaged in related to Krishna, see the relationship with Krishna. He even goes so far to say in the purport, when you drink water, you know, when my children were small, whatever they ate, whatever they drink, even with the medicines, we say Hare Krishna, you know, say Hare Krishna. So they drink whatever you drink, whatever you eat, you think of Krishna. You form this habit and it becomes natural. And then that practice awakens actually love in the heart for Krishna. That's the result. It's not just some mindless mechanical indoctrination. And Prabhupada says, even you drink water or any liquid, think of Krishna. He says, even a drunkard, if he drinks his alcohol, let him think of Krishna and he'll benefit. So Prahlad Maharaj's heart is only filled with thoughts of Krishna. And there's a beautiful sloka, you know, there's certain things that really touch us in our life and that carry us in our devotional life. And this is one.